This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550, the number to call. You can always dial up our text line, 701-237-1590, or leave a message anytime at 855-200-1776, extension 1. James Lamont sitting in for Scott Hennon today. He's kind of on a working vacay in Florida. Imagine he lines up a working vacay in Florida in March. Brilliant!
Yeah, I think it's going to be 15 below Saturday. I'll be thinking of him.
Brilliant. Hey, we're going to talk to Keith Lund, who's the president and CEO of Grand Forks Region Economic Development Corporation here in just a minute. Got a couple of calls in 800-228-0550. Let's go to John in Minot on carbon capture. John, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the return on investment for carbon capture. We know that Harold Hamm has invested $250 million in carbon capture, and Kathy Nesset yesterday was speaking positively about carbon capture. There must be money in carbon capture, but all I can think of is you're taking carbon out of the air, concentrating it, and putting it in the ground. And I just don't understand the economics, and hopefully you might help me out on that.
Yeah, absolutely, John. So here's the bottom line up front. Europeans, Californians, soon to be Washington State, Oregon, New York, you know, your blue states, folks are willing to pay a premium for what they consider either a cleaner barrel of oil, cleaner bit of natural gas, hydrogen, you name it. And so what industry has found, and given what consumers want globally, is if you can produce a carbon neutral barrel of oil, like we're doing right now in the Bakken, southwest part of the state, Danbury's doing it actually, in some cases it's carbon negative. You know, instead of taking a $6 or $7 discount on a barrel because of our geographic isolation, you're actually getting a premium, and people are willing to pay that. So the way the world is, hey, we're willing to pay a premium for carbon neutral products, and that's effectively why you're seeing industry kind of pile in and make these investments.
Who are those people? I mean, I know you mentioned them,
sure.
But if you polled them, the people, I mean, let's say you polled North Dakotans, how many people would say they're willing to pay that premium?
Well, that's the thing. North Dakotans consume about 30,000 barrels of oil a day. We produce 1.1 million, and before the coronavirus, we were producing 1.7. So, you know, our target market energy-wise is all over the world. And so the people that are making these investments are the world's biggest industries. In fact, $47 trillion, half the world's assets under management, are basically stating these are the types of investments we will make. So the money's, you know, Wall Street is basically dictating it. Consumers on the coasts in Europe, et cetera, are willing to pay the premium. We're not stuck holding the bag. This is private industry. This is money that's piling into our state to make our products
right.
more attractive.
This is the market deciding.
Yeah, it's market.
Who pays Harold Hamm? I mean, he's going to make money, right? He didn't just throw that money away.
You know, Continental Resources, they make money by the energy products that they sell or the molecules that they move. So
right.
their consumers want carbon neutral or even, you know, net zero products, and that's what they're doing.
I would say who pays Harold Hamm is who's ever buying his product.
Exactly.
Pretty much. Thanks, John. Great questions. Brady's back from Vegas. Brady, what do you need, buddy? Make it quick.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Hey, there was an ammo supplier out of Scottsdale, Arizona, called Ammo Incorporated. They donated 1 million rounds. I think they need to donate 1 million rounds to Vladimir. Liberating Ukraine from all the bioweapon labs created by Obama, Soros, and all the Jews world order.
You're breaking up a little bit there, buddy, but, here's the thing that I read both articles on this, the biolab thing, the whole deal. Senator Barack Obama at the time, this was in 05 under Bush. They were, you know, he was tasked to lead this thing. Dick Lugar was the other senator. It was all publicized. They knew about it. There was negotiations, et cetera, et cetera. So This, I don't think this was anything that, that Obama did behind anybody's back. You know what I'm saying? I don't know that he did it with Soros or any of that. I think that all the way to the top, they probably knew what was going on here back in the day when they started this. Of everything I've read this morning, and I read all three pieces that I can find on it, including the one the gal that was on with Charlie Kirk yesterday broke. But I don't know. You know, there's too many stories coming out of this whole thing to make me discount all of it. So there's my two cents.
Awesome. Well, you ready to talk about the great things happening in the state of North Dakota?
Let's do that.
All right. Well, hey, Keith, are you on?
I am, James. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show. We've got Keith Lund, CEO of the Grand Forks Economic Development Corporation. You know, before we talk to Keith, I want to talk to, the state, right? And because it's a statewide show, here's what's going on in the state. We've got all these amazing job opportunities, the fourth highest GDP per capita in the United States. We've got amazing communities to live in, but we're embarking on a branding initiative, but our biggest constraint to growth right now is workforce. And the workforce, you talk to any manufacturer in the state, any grower, any energy company, and what's prohibiting them today from their growth isn't access to capital, isn't access to product, it is simply workforce. So I asked Keith to join the show to talk about all the wonderful things they're doing in Grand Forks. I don't know if you folks have been up there lately, but there is a lot of private sector investment happening in Grand Forks. And so, Keith, tell us about kind of the downtown renovation and renaissance that's underway right now in Grand Forks, the hotels. I don't know if anybody's been to the new steakhouse there, but it's amazing. It's a 1940s style sort of speakeasy meets New York City circa the 40s with giant steaks, you know, that rival, in my opinion, Chicago steakhouses. Yeah. Keith, give us a heads up. What's going on in downtown Grand Forks, and what's the magic?
Well, thanks, James. I don't know that there's magic, you know. I mean, it really, from my standpoint, it's not a secret. It really is that we're the convergence of strong leadership, hard work, and opportunity that's really at play in Grand Forks. And, you know, at the highest level, you know, I think we have really delivered the message that Grand Forks is open for business. And we have an aggressive mayor who has been in office for 2 years, and his platform is really about business and business growth and removing any kind of impediment and making it easier for developers to do their work. And I think we're seeing the benefits of, you know, that philosophy now. And whether it's the council or county commission and even the UND president, the University of North Dakota, you know, trying to leverage some of their capabilities for regional and statewide growth, I think we're really firing on all cylinders from a leadership standpoint. So, and even really the governor and your office, James, have been such a great partner. So I think, you know, it takes a team, and we really have a pretty cohesive and collaborative team in place. But in terms of downtown, we've had really an explosion from my standpoint. We've got five projects that are either just come online or under construction now that's really going to transform Grand Forks. Well over $100 million of investment. There's going to be 450 new housing units. So, you know, I'm not completely sure what the occupancy is per unit, but in my mind, that's 700 to 900 new residents living in downtown Grand Forks, you know, in the next couple of years. Each one with mixed use commercial opportunities. And each one of those 700 to 900 people are going to demand some level of service. So that creates opportunity, you know, beyond just the housing opportunity that we're talking about. So, and one of the key assets in downtown Grand Forks, you hit one of them, which is a really unique style restaurant that one of our community leaders really invested in as a gift back to the community, Hal Gershman. We have a downtown grocery store, which is, you know, not as common as you'd think. And it was really inspired after Byerly's downtown Minneapolis, and it really has created a nice vibe in the community, but it's a fundamental piece of infrastructure that we can leverage. You know, you need services where you live, and that's going to create an essential service in downtown Grand Forks. So we're really excited about that. The city council and the community, they're investing in those, you know, in terms of short-term property tax relief, so we're really development partners with the developers, and really for the promise and the certainty of long-term property tax growth, so making it more affordable for everybody in the city and really in the region to live. So it's just been an exciting time. I kind of compare this. I was in Grand Forks at the time of the flood, and I know a lot of younger people don't like talking about that all that much, but you know, I said to myself back then, I can't wait to see what the community looks like and downtown looks like in 5 years. And I've got that kind of excitement now. So I'm really excited to see what the next few years holds for Grand Forks.
Well, we are too, Keith, and I'll tell you why. when you look at sort of the nation and how places are able to attract skilled workforce, which is by far our Achilles heel right now, I don't know if listeners know, but we've got 30,000 open jobs in the state. And for perspective, we have fewer than 800,000 people. And even with the highest workforce participation rate in the state of 400,000 or so people on the job, that means one in eight jobs go unfilled, and then when you look at skilled labor, it's as high as 1 in 4 or 1 in 5. Yep. So like I said earlier, if you're a manufacturer, an ag grower, an energy producer, you name it, and you can't fill 1 of 5 jobs, you're turning down contracts left and right. You can't get another rig in. You can't get, you can't take on contracts to expand your manufacturing capacity. I mean, the list goes on, right? So when you look at a community like Grand Forks, or you look at smaller communities across the state like Botineau and others, they're making tremendous progress in their downtowns because they want to attract skilled workforce, because people want amenities. They want things to do. They want nicer places to live. They want parks. They want things like that. You know, smart and efficient infrastructure. I think what's critical about that, and I think you touched on it twice, Keith, is property tax relief. So we're going to get into some of the economic diversification that's happening in the region, in addition to, you know, more information about what's happening in Grand Forks right after the break. Thank you.
All month long at a PetroServe USA, you're going to save on Red Bull, 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4 for $4 deal, where you get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4 for $4, PetroServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I get for chatting in the break. Yeah. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at ABM. Advanced Business Methods is an employee-owned company based right here. That means your money stays in the community. And I'll tell you what, they're amazing. You're not, when you're getting service, you're making a service call, you're not calling to some call center somewhere. You get local folks that are making sure that your stuff is connected. And with the way that the printers are, they're basically high-end computers. Print management software from ABM lets you get data and analytics that help you track the usage. You know, if you got that employee that's making 50 copies or something for his open house or his side gig or whatever, you'll know about it. All right. They tell you how to save money on the jobs you print, who's printing what, and so much more. Let them get your printing expenses under control today. Go online, find out more. ABMNow.com. Advanced Business Methods. ABMNow.com. ABMNow.com. Tell them the What's on Your Mind team sent you in. James Lamont hanging out for Scott Hannon today on break. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn. And we're on talking Grand Forks this segment. Lots of on it. Yeah. We're talking on the break a little bit. What's it? Harry's is the new steakhouse, right?
It is. Like,
I write them down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll emphasize, and this isn't paid advertising.
Shout
this
out.
Is James advertising, but yeah. The steaks are amazing. If anybody's up there, please try it. So, hey, you know, talking to Keith Lund, all the amazing things happening in Grand Forks. We were kind of talking about workforce. You know, recently you guys raised some money for the Impact Academy. Why don't you talk about what that is and, you know, where industry is heading in terms of what you're trying to accomplish up there?
Yeah, thanks, James. That was, I'll be honest with you, the Career Technical Education Center, CTE Center, what we're calling our Career Impact Academy, was really probably the most fun I've had in economic development in my career here at the EDC over the last 16 years. So really was led by the governor in your office in terms of creating a challenge in communities to help raise some funds to really deliver career-focused education to high school and post-secondary students in a real hands-on environment to train for careers that are in our region. So the state of North Dakota said we can provide up to $10 million on a one-to-one match. So over a couple of months, a little more than a couple of months, we went to industry, went to all the political subdivisions in our region, and we raised nearly $11 million through that process. So we had the city and the county and the school district, the EDC, the chamber, individuals, foundations, and 68 businesses all came together to invest anywhere from, you know, $5,000 to $1 million to make this possible. And so the CTE board, I understand, is going to be reviewing and making a final decision, or at least we hope on Monday, and we're really excited for that outcome. So it really is. I think the industry really recognized the value of that and their ability to connect with students that are interested in their industries. And I think because it was such a great need, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that a little bit, that they felt it was something very worthwhile investing in. So the community really came together, a lot of work in planning it. They interviewed a number of students, thousands of students. Industry participate in what the curriculum looked like to best serve their needs, and ultimately, as I mentioned, we came together and raised the funds. So it was a really rewarding process, and excited to see the project start.
Excellent, Keith. That's amazing. And so here's what we're doing, folks. I mean, we're basically retaining and training based on industry's needs, industry investment, industry-led approaches to ensure that we have adequate workforce. But at the same time, we know we're not graduating enough students in our university system nor our high schools to fill the workforce gap. So, you know, Grand Forks is unique. It's probably the coldest major city in the state of North Dakota, and you guys are kind of branding yourselves that way in an excellent way. And why is branding so important, and what are you doing to recruit new workforce as well as, you know, what you're doing with CTE?
Well, thanks, James. It's really, I mean, we consider it a systems approach and really a continuum. We want to touch all age demographics and geographies for that matter. And not one solution fits all workforce needs, whether you're an existing company or just attracting people to the community. So I think we've become known as a community that's branding ourselves as Grand Forks way cooler than you think. So obviously that's a play on words a little bit, but we want to embrace all seasons, including winter. But we really, that is a platform, social media, website, other tools, relocation guide that really talks about the exciting things happening in Grand Forks and the value of living in this region. It's a countywide effort. So not only is it marketing Grand Forks, but it's marketing the communities in Grand Forks County. You know, over the last decade, I mean, we had some good numbers come in through the census. Grand Forks, and these are city of Grand Forks. I don't have the county numbers at my right in front of me now, but the city grew by 12%. We think that's undercounted, and nobody's fault other than the pandemic, because UND students weren't living in Grand Forks at the time of the census, but some of our information suggests that that was a 3% undercount. So we think we grew by 15%, which is a really great number. At the end of the day, it's a multi-pronged strategy, as I mentioned. So we want to introduce people to opportunities in the region and the value of living here. We've got a number of programs, and I'll hit them really high level. About a decade ago, a little more than that, we started what we call the Northern Valley Career Expo, where we introduce 1,800 high school sophomores to growing careers in the region. We bring them to the Lara Center in Grand Forks. We helped the greater Grand Forks Young Professionals really stand up and beef up their organization. They're the only YP organization in the state that has a full-time executive director who wakes up every day thinking about how to attract and retain talent and develop networks within that demographic. We've got programs like Intern Grand Forks, which is fashioned after Operation Intern and Career Conversations, which is taking college students, primarily UND, but from some of the other smaller colleges in the region, either through an internship or even a conversation with a company, introducing them to opportunities. So hopefully their first job out of college is in our region. We talked about the Career Impact Academy, too. So, and we're seeing results in terms of retention of young people, James. We've seen over the last decade, 25 to 39-year-olds have grown by 15%. In Grand Forks, and 30 to 39, if you just take that 10-year slice, 21%, which is far outpacing the national average. And that really is the target for the Way Cooler Than You Think initiative. Sure. that we're targeting. So it's anyway, we're not done. Nobody's won anything yet, but we're seeing some early positive results from the efforts of so many people. I'm on the radio now, but there are hundreds of people that are leaning into this across the community and across the region.
That's awesome. In the demographic news.
It really is. You wouldn't think about it that way, but it is. And, you know, being in that last demographic for at least for the next few months, I mean, they do.
Really?
They are investing heavy in terms of what they're doing in their community, and they're attracting the right types of amenities to grow it. And so here you got it. You've got the community development that's happening, first-class hotels, services, multi-story supermarkets, and now 40-style steakhouses, all this cool stuff going on. You got an amazing branding campaign. The communities come together to raise money from industry to retain students and grow them into the occupational footprint that they need. You know, we got about a minute or so left, Keith. Now the third leg of the stool, economic diversification. You guys are rock stars there too. You want to talk about what you have going on?
Sure. You know, we've had really strong growth in manufacturing over the last decade. I think it's 28%, and I tried to grab that number this morning, and I got a little busy, but it's nearly 30%. We've had great growth in UAS, which is sort of our new sector and opportunity for the entire state, and you know more about that than anyone, James, and, you know, all the redevelopment downtown, and it is multifaceted. You know, when I first got involved in economic development 16 years ago, it was business development all day and every day, and we still do that. That's our main focus and our North Star, but quality of place and quality of life means so much, especially in the current workforce environment. So we've seen over my tenure here at the EDC the strongest investment in agribusiness. We're still an ag-based state, so we want to focus and add value there so that not only helps create jobs and property tax base, but it helps our local egg producers as well. So, you know, I could run down project by project. We have a really large project that's been a really public conversation for the last couple of months, and $700 million, maybe close to $1 billion worth of investment that we hope to kind of cross the finish line here in the next little bit, and that would create 233 direct jobs and over 500 indirect jobs. So it's really exciting, the opportunity, and just, you know, no one's satisfied here. I like to say that we're in the never satisfied business. So
that's right. We keep going.
And go Hawks.
Yeah. Thank you, Keith Lund, CEO of the Grand Forks EDC. Have a good one, sir.
All right. Couple of calls. Mike in Fairbanks, Jim and Matt.
Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea has elected a conservative president. Like Trump, he said he's ready to shake things up. South Korea's president-elect Yoon Sung-yeol said Thursday he would solidify an alliance with the United States, build up a powerful military, and strongly cope with North Korean provocations. The president-elect translated by Arirang News.
I've been fighting corruption and crimes that give people pain, and I will equally stand up against those forces harming the nation's constitution.
High-level peace talks in Turkey bear no results. Ukraine's foreign minister said he discussed a 24-hour ceasefire with his Russian counterpart, but no progress was made as Moscow's representative defended its invasion and said it was going as planned. Ukraine's Dmytro Kuleba said he secured no promise from Russia's Sergei Lavrov to halt firing so aid could reach civilians, including the main humanitarian priority, evacuating hundreds of thousands of people trapped in harm's way. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Hey, look at that. It's homemade, and you can grab it and go. That's convenient, if you ask me. If you're in Yulin-Hitterdal area, Minnesota, mac and beef hot dish today. Glendon, Highway 10, heading home, Swedish meatballs for me. Salisbury Steak, 205 NP Avenue. 12th Avenue's got lasagna today. West Main Avenue in Fargo doing tater tot hot dish for the pulled pork. In Harwood, they've got scalloped potatoes and ham. And Valley City, exit 292, that French dip sandwich that is fantastic for the pulled pork. You can always do the 4 for $4, too, if the lunch specials don't trip your trigger. Get that personal pan pizza, a couple of those great cookies, and a 20-ounce soda or pop. For $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. Grab and go convenience. Home cooking. Can't beat it. PetroServe USA. Tell them we sent you. We've got to talk to Tommy Kenville, who's been on the show a number of times, with EyeSight Drone Services. A couple of calls before we get there, though. Let's go out to Mandan. More on the carbon capture deal, James, with Jim in Mandan. Jim, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, after waiting 20 minutes, thank you. It's kind of like the old Otter Tail. You have Otter Tail Power. They tell you this is what the consumer wants. Ask your neighbors. Your neighbors didn't want it. I didn't want it. But that's still what you're getting. And that's true with carbon capture. It's no different than the windmills. It's a lot of free government money that people are pocketing somewhere until that runs out. And if you look online, there's several plants that did this and are closed now because it didn't work for them either. If you really look into it, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But again, it's your global warming crowd, and they're trying to make money off the taxpayer, and energy companies are going to jump in because, you know what, if they don't, they'll be broke. So I mean, we do, but it's
thanks,
wrong.
Jim. You know, I am, and I haven't, I'm not well read on this as much as I probably should be at all. But I get what he's saying. I mean, it's a, like you mentioned earlier, well, there are people, the green, maybe either on the coasts or in Sweden or wherever they want neutral, you know, carbon neutral fuel, they'll pay more to have it. And I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Right. I mean, here's the basic gist. If you look at the breakdown of the power we produce in the state and sell in the electricity grid, half of it is sold outside of the state to Minnesota and
points
further east. They have a diversification requirement. Those customers demand it. They're willing to pay the premium, and that's why you're seeing the investments that other states are making in our state, and other industry is making in our state. So we have over $20 billion of private sector money being invested in our state, and it's creating construction jobs, it's creating long-term viability for energy products, and at the same time, we're able to do an all-of-the-above energy approach, produce more coal, produce more oil, produce more gas, but also meet their demand downstream. So it's a win-win for everyone.
So if you start producing a barrel of oil that's carbon neutral, say, that is what it is. Harold Hamlet said he invests $250 million because he sees that if we do have that carbon neutral product, there's a market for it. That's where he would make his money back, selling it to whoever wanted to pay that price.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for
pretty
it.
Much market.
I mean,
yeah,
it's the market.
Right.
It's so whoever's willing to pay the premium is going to buy it.
Interesting. All right, and Mike in Fairbanks wants to talk about the oil dividends and the omnibus bill. Mike, what's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, gentlemen, and what's left of America. The last two callers hit it right on the nail, Brady and Jim. I love listening to those guys because they've done research. But I've got a few questions for you. Number one, why doesn't the Bakken oil fields have, like up here, we share in the oil wealth when the scumbag politicians don't steal it? We're supposed to be getting upwards of $4,000 per person per year. They keep stealing it, though, for their pet projects and their wokeness. But why doesn't Bakken have a permanent fund dividend to give each one of their residents part of the oil profits that go up and down? But now, obviously, everybody would be making a lot of money. What do they do? Do the citizens down there get any of the profit?
Yeah. I can't speak for what happens in Alaska, but I can tell you in North Dakota, we have a sovereign wealth fund, a legacy fund with almost $10 billion in it. And then the counties, the oil producing counties, also get royalties as well. So, I mean, people get to spend it. The state is wealthier. People in the state are wealthier, and they're making those investments back in infrastructure across the state. So we see it.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I need to learn a lot more about it. Because the more they talk about, I'm hearing a bit of common sense on both sides of this.
Yeah, I mean, in North Dakota, we're doing it. Yeah. I don't know what they do up there, but I can tell you down here we're doing it well.
All right, anything else, Mike?
We get a check every November. Do you guys get a check?
We do not get a check.
We do not, no. I don't. I live in Minnesota. You guys have it both better than I do. So there you go. All right, let's go to Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing? You on the line?
James, you have a face for radio. It's great.
I was thinking the same thing. It's great to have you on the show. Hey, Tommy, we were talking about unmanned systems and all the growth in Grand Forks, but, you know, from a statewide perspective, as a drone industry leader, you know, tell me, what's going on in the state of North Dakota? What's the current state of affairs for your sector?
Well, I was in Dickinson yesterday, which is a long ride as you drive around. Yeah. But it's the right thing. We're getting in another energy vertical. Let's go. We fly in 40 states and 8 countries. Let's go.
That's excellent. So
I built it from nothing. And so I'm like a farmer. I'm like an entrepreneur. Let's go.
Absolutely. So North Dakota created a network, and we're leveraging it, and now you're in 40 states and 8 different companies.
Yeah, so I pushed the oil guys, the big hitters at the meeting yesterday. I said, here's how it's going to be. I hope it is, but, you know, it's great. Two biennials ago, like when you got hired, too, I think, our governor and legislature hired or funded $28 million. So our whole state, which is the most rural in the country, has radar. And radar is a big deal.
Absolutely, absolutely. So tell us how much your company has grown from where you were, say, 5 years ago to where you are today.
Well, we went from 10 or 12 people to 30 plus 18 or 10 contractors. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, so that's a huge growth.
We're growing in this industry the state supported.
Absolutely, absolutely. So here we are.
I'm doing my best, James, you know. Try to rock and roll.
Absolutely. So where's your company heading? You're out west. You're doing a lot of work out west. I mean, are you, you know, you're obviously growing
we'll
in other states?
I think we'll open this month in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
We're Watford, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minneapolis now. And I think Oklahoma will be the next time, Oklahoma City, because that's where I can pay my guys to drive, and they can drive and go the next 12 hours to West Texas. We see more immigrants than anyone, but we don't get asked.
Tommy, do you, I'm thinking about, you drone pilot, you think about pilots in general when it comes to workforce. Is there an educational facility that's educating these pilots, or do you take anybody that's going to learn and you, how you train them?
Extreme good question. I'm so thankful that UND has an aviation program for drones. I used to work there and I know it pretty well. But I hire kids a month before they graduate. Think of that.
Yeah. It's when you have to, I would imagine.
Bud, you got a job. I'll never forget introducing, he's a four-year guy for me now. But when Senator Hoban came to my office, he said, "Who's this kid?" I said, "Everyone tell where you're from and what's your story." That's my line, you know.
Sure.
This kid answers to Senator John, says, "I'm graduating 2 months, and Tommy already hired me."
Nice.
Think of that. So I'm lucky on the hiring side because they have 250 people that go into the drone program every year. They're all, it's their full load. So maybe 50 graduate. I don't know. But I'm lucky for what our... For our legislators and politicians do to support education, because we have the best in this area.
Is that where you draw a majority of your employees from, Tommy, from UND in North Dakota?
All but two.
Wow.
So think how lucky that is, James, Think how
lucky.
No,
it is.
I can grow. We're going to go to 40, 50 people. I'll check out then. But I have no issues getting people. But guess what? Our unemployment rate is 2.8%, and everyone's crying. Figure it out.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
It's tough. So I got to ask.
Let's go. Lock and load.
Let's go. You selling my son. I love it. Let's go.
So talk about how you guys are taking what you've learned in North Dakota. I mean, you got North Dakotan kids, North Dakotan workers that are now in 40 states, 8 countries. I mean, that is kind of the essence of what we're trying to do here, is bring back the wealth and growth for our folks. And do you see that as sort of the long-term trajectory for the state, as UAS program, or where do you see us in a few years?
So what I do, I have a hybrid work program, James, which I wouldn't agree with the day I met you. but I have to. And the people get out and get it done, and I check on them, let's go. I might have a couple more apps on my phone.
Absolutely. Let me ask you, do you find that you get more productivity out of these guys in a hybrid environment? I mean, that's been sort of the push and pull with a lot of employers in the state, so I'm kind of curious what your experience has been like.
I wish I knew, James. The only thing I know is that people don't quit when they work for me. They don't quit. I fired a few.
Right, can imagine. I mean, when you think about, if you're really into the drones and the flying of them and the applications of them and all that you can do with it, I can imagine that once people get with you and they start, experiencing everything that you guys... I'm looking on your website, looking at the gallery of all the different things you do, and who would not want to do this? Especially if you're young, coming out of college. Hey, you want to come fly drones for me? Yeah, let's go.
Who would want to take a pickup with 200,000 miles on and go to West Texas, lock and load, and you're 22? Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
That's awesome. Well, that's awesome.
So I don't know how to explain it, James, but... a few people I fire, but turnover's low, which I love, because they got great peeps, And then our state, to fund Grand Sky and drones and stuff is amazing.
Yes, and it's great to hear the growth that you're experiencing, Tommy, in 40 states, 8 countries. It's growing huge.
So I told Dickinson the other day, I'm just... third biggest company in drones in North Dakota.
That's awesome.
That is fun.
Tommy Kenbo, owner and CEO of EyeSight Drone Services. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate you.
And if you go to EyeSight Drones, I with the letter I, EyeSightDrones.com, you can find out more.
Is hyperbaric oxygen therapy right for you? Swanson Hyperbarics offers state-of-the-art hyperbaric oxygen treatment. One of the best clinics in the United States is now open right here in Fargo, North Dakota. 3541 25th Street South. Contact them today to learn more about what Swanson can do to help you. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment stimulates healing. It helps patients find relief and resolution from ailments that cannot be treated effectively through traditional methods of medication. It treats infections. A high concentration of oxygen goes into the blood, and the bacteria begins to die off, a natural and effective method to fight off infection. And it improves your immune system. Contact Swanson Hyperbarics today for more details. 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930. Or find out more at SwansonHyperbarics.com. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Now taking orders for the all-new 22 Sierra 1500s. And oh, yes, there are massive improvements. New Buicks and GMCs, meanwhile, are arriving daily, so hurry before those are gone. Over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, clearly marked, priced to sell, all makes models. And oh, by the way, most of those use plus the new Buicks and GMCs have Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty at no extra cost, just to give you peace of mind. Find out more, shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com. All right, we're on the line with Bill Delzell. Bill is a farmer from Ray, North Dakota, kind of turned radio reporter. Bill, good morning. What time is it there in Ukraine?
Just before 7 p.m., so we're several hours ahead of you there.
How are you? I was in the text string going last night. I know you were exhausted from endless hours handing out aid packages. You wouldn't think that'd be that tough a work, but as you stated in your text, you have a newfound respect for the people at hand and take care of those that are affected by this.
Oh, sure. The packages are heavy. The ground is slippery. I mean, and it's a weird array of what we're handing out is baby formula, insulin, tobacco to the soldiers. I mean, and you literally got to run to do everything. You know what I mean? You get in off the streets, you know.
The only thing I wanted to ask you about, James Lamont is here as well, but the in one of your texts you said, in talking to the Ukrainian soldiers, they are deserting in droves. Putin is basically committing genocide on his own troops. You're talking about Russian soldiers defecting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like a whole bunch of errors. Like, you know, I mean, I understand that, you know, they conscripted these guys, right? You know, so they didn't know what was going on. All of a sudden, they're in the military. Then they lied, told them they were going to training exercise. Next thing you know, they're invading Ukraine. And they gave them rations that expired in 2015, so they were inedible. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and then they didn't give them enough fuel to get through there, and then they gave them faulty equipment. And, you know, it's all due to corruption. They said they fixed this, and they upgraded this, and they did this. And I work around enough farmers to know that some of these guys spend as much time fixing their equipment as they do actual farming. You know, I mean, there's a lot of maintenance required. Try not doing anything to a tractor for 8 years. See how far you get down the field. That's kind of what's happening to this guy. There, yeah, morale is low. They're refusing to follow orders. You know, they're deserting. And in a lot of cases, they're jumping ship and they're going to the Ukrainian side. I mean, it's just, you know, how could a leader starting a war commit genocide on his own troops before the war comes? You know, I mean, it's madness. Defies any type of logic, which is frightening because you got a guy that's not real smart, kind of crazy with his hand on the nuclear, you know, but surprisingly, I mean, it's been kind of quiet here in Kiev, and you got to thank the people over in Hostomel and Irpin who's fighting over there, because this was supposed to be something that they were going to sweep through within a matter of hours, and it's been days. And they've made several attacks on the military air base in Hostomel and failed on it. I mean, the Ukrainian troops are just amazing. They think they're going to win this war, and I don't know if I have any reason to doubt them at this point. You know?
Right.
I feel like I'm Thermopylae with Leonidas. You know, I mean, but they're the nicest people you'd ever want to meet, and they live in the moment right now. You know what I mean? They're just, we'll get together at night. We don't talk much about the war, music, current events and all this stuff. And it's like there's no war even going on at night. And it's kind of like a life's lesson almost, maybe we think too far ahead at times,
So I imagine, this is James, I imagine, obviously from a defensive posture, you're going to have a much different outlook than, say, sort of as an occupier. But, one thing I want to point out is, when I was in the Army, I remember we'd go do week or two long exercises, sometimes a month. And at the end of it, you're so beat, so exhausted. I was in the Pacific Northwest where it was rainy and cold. But you think about these conscripts, and they basically went from training to another training exercise in a very cold part of Europe in November, December, January. These guys were staging for 3 months and training for 3 months, so they're already tired, they already don't have showers, they're maybe getting one hot meal every other day, and then 3 months in, you're beat, you don't know what's going on, and then you're in country, and then simultaneously, you suddenly find that they have these massive logistics jams, like this 40-mile convoy.
Rotten sea rations and everything. I'm done. I'm leaving.
I imagine they were tired before they hit the,
right,
before they invaded. They're especially tired now that everything's kind of grounded, because you can't move a 40-mile train if you can't get fuel to the front. you're in a position to where, you know, now you're getting sniped from every direction. So I imagine it's very difficult.
Right, we got now about a minute, Bill. Wrap up with whatever you're seeing.
Well, it, you know, I mean, you're right. I mean, the morale is so low because they were lied to. You know, I mean, and that's a big thing because you can't trust your leadership, your officers. And, you know, they're not really trained. And let's face it, history has showed that Russia is terrible in the offense, you know. I mean, they're good on the defense when they're being invaded. But when they're trying to invade other countries, they're really not that good. They're really not that good of a military. So I think that, you know, that gives a little bit of the edge to the Ukrainians. But, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely missing North Dakota right about now. But, you know, I'm actually feel like I'm where I should
all
be.
Right. All right, Bill. Well, stay safe, brother. We'll talk again. We'll probably be checking in with you tomorrow if we can, if it works out. Bill Dalzell, who's from Ray, North Dakota, is over there right in the thick of it. Stay safe, brother. We'll talk again soon.
All right, boss. Thank you.
Bye. You bet. Thank you. Pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah, wild out there, man.
So who knows what to believe. So much going on, so much to unpack. We got to rock and roll. James, great job, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for letting us talk about the
Todd, we'll see you back tomorrow.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads, and flood control projects to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022 or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.